This morning we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. Last night's Vigil Mass, we proclaim, always traditionally at the beginning of the year, the liturgical calendar for the year, when all of the movable feasts occur. When Lent begins, when Easter is, Pentecost, Corpus Christi, the beginning of Advent. In a sense, we enter now and we move into ordinary time, which starts tomorrow with the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. We have 7 weeks of ordinary time before we begin our Lenten season, which moves us then into the Most Holy Triduum and Easter time. This feast then launches us into the rest of the year. All of the other feasts follow this one. As I mentioned at Christmas and mention again now, and you'll continue to hear, everything leads towards Easter. Everything moves in that direction. The key to understanding the Feast of the Epiphany is understanding the gifts that the Magi bring, because it's within those gifts that are revealed what happens on Holy Week. It foreshadows it. The gift of gold, in a sense, needs no introduction or explanation. We all understand gold. It's a gift for a king. And it foreshadows Christ's welcome into the city of Jerusalem on Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, where he's hailed with glad hosannas and is hailed as King of the Jews. The gift of frankincense is a little more tricky to understand. Frankincense is actually a tree sap that comes from a tree that's grown almost exclusively in Syria. And once it is harvested and dried, it's burned then, just as incense is. It's an offering, a sacred offering. Like incense that we burn here in church, it mirrors the offering of the Old Testament, in which offerings brought to the temple were consumed. They were Holocaust sacrifices. They were burnt offerings. And they were burnt for God. And the smoke that rises from them wafts up to heaven, just as the smoke from incense does. So frankincense foreshadows the divinity of God and his offering in Christ. It foreshadows Holy Thursday. And the offering that is made there is the initiation of the Eucharist, that greatest of sacraments. And it foreshadows the offering of Christ himself, who is the Lamb of God, who is the sacrifice made for all time to expiate sin. And the gift of myrrh is a burial ointment and oil, or perfume, that's either put on the body or put in the tomb of where bodies are laid, to make it a little more tolerable in terms of smell, but also to anoint them. And so the gift of myrrh, that burial ointment, foreshadows what happens on Good Friday, when Christ dies and is buried. So the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh aren't just nice gifts, although they're that, but they foreshadow Christ in his passion. Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday are all foretold in this feast. And it all points and leads towards Easter. Easter morning, when Christ rises from the dead as victor king, as the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world, and as one who has conquered death. All of those are contained in the mystery of the Epiphany, this feast which we celebrate. We also begin Mass today in the traditional way with the blessing of the Church. And it's a blessing that I've printed in the bulletin, and I put a blessed chalk in the back of church for everyone to go home and to bless their homes. You'll see in the bulletin, the blessing is 20 plus C plus M plus B plus 17. Just a brief explanation of that. 20 and 17 are the year, and so that changes every year. And CMB, there's two ways that those have traditionally been interpreted. One is the names of the wise men, which tradition has held to be Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar. That we welcome these three wise men, these magi from the East, into our homes, into our church, and we extend that same hospitality of welcome to all guests and visitors who will enter our home this year. Usually the inscription is written above the doorposts or the lintel, but given our weather today, I'm not quite sure I want to brave a ladder, so we just did it on the ground. But the other traditional interpretation for those letters comes from the Latin phrase, Christ bless this house, Christus mansionem benedicat. Mansion is the term for N. Christ bless this house, bless this home. And so that's the other interpretation for CMB. It's a great way to involve the family in the blessing of the home, especially if you have children or grandchildren, to help them, you know, trace with chalk on the doorpost or on the ground in front of the home this blessing. Christ comes to us this year and in every Sunday and every feast. He makes himself known to us in the Eucharist. And all of the feasts of the year point us towards and move us away from that greatest of feasts, Easter. May Christ continue to visit us each and every day in this church and in our homes as we move now through ordinary time in the season of Lent to prepare ourselves for his paschal offering, the paschal sacrifice, where Christ becomes to us for all time, King, Lamb of God, and conqueror of death.